Hey, I'm Lucy Hale and I play Aria Montgomery.
And I'm Brant Daugherty, I play Noel Kahn.
And welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast.
It's going to be episode 112 we're talking about here. It's called Salt Meets Wound.
Yeah, so this was pretty intense, and it was a huge episode for Noel.
Yes, this is probably my biggest one yet, and a lot of things go down in this one for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, in this episode, this is when, you know, there's a lot of confrontation between Ezra and Noel, and I'm sort of just caught in the middle because I know, or at least I think I know what Noel's doing, and at this point, I think he's trying to ruin my relationship with Ezra, and this last episode, you know, there's been talk about, obviously, somebody wrote on the back of Ezra's window in the mid-season finale, and
somebody.
The girls and Aria had figured out that we know who it is. It's Noel. We think Noel's A, and I tell Ezra that I know who wrote this little message, and so.
Yes, so.
Lots of drama.
It's really interesting to be the one to write that message and to come back and now kind of deal with the repercussions of knowing that, and I love this episode because it's the one we've hinted at the fact that me and Ezra are going to have some sort of confrontation, and we were wondering.
I want to see a fight.
That's what we kept wondering that.
Are you guys going to punch each other, and will your shirts be off and rolling in mud? That'd be great.
Maybe 113. We'll see about that. But yeah, we kept wondering about a fight, and I think what actually happens is so much more interesting. Noel takes the more intellectual route about it. He starts to hit Ezra where it hurts, and
I gotta say, like, you were like, you have the creepy stare and smile down. Like, you nailed it. I was
trying to be genuine.
You showed like a completely different side from when we like first saw Noel, though, and you're just completely conniving, manipulating.
So much fun though.
I bet.
So much fun to take that dark turn. Get that motivation behind you and realize that you can kind of, you know, start doing new things with this character and
really
start to come that arc. And this episode really shows that, especially in the classroom scene, which is probably one of my favorite scenes that I've filmed so far. And unfortunately, you weren't there for that, but.
Oh, is this when you and Ezra actually, mm-hmm. I heard about it though.
Oh, it was, I just couldn't wait to get on set and do this one and really show Ezra, who was boss.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Well, also in this episode, you know, the girls at this point still don't know about Mr. Fitz and Aria. And, you know, I'm sort of in this in-between land of should I tell them, should I not? And, you know, hopefully the girls will find out soon because it's really weighing heavy on Aria's shoulders. And, you know, at home, she's dealing with her mom is now in the dating scene, which is always awkward. I remember when my mom has Lucy's mom started dating. It was just like completely bizarre and
must have been.
Yeah. So I know Aria's, I can definitely relate to what she's going through. And they had a really sweet moment in this past episode. It was actually one of my favorite scenes to do with Holly Marie, who plays Ella. It was just really sweet. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on. And then we've got had a big party.
The party.
Great.
We shot
Hannah's
took
in a wheelchair.
I think that's one of the best parts is seeing Ashley rolling around on set on this wheelchair because she couldn't get up and walk.
She was so over it. Literally just like had to saw it off of her. She was just so done.
Yeah, it was fun for I think episode 111, and then by 112 she was so tired. And but the party scene was one of my favorites. I think the fight scene. Did you see the fight at all between Sean?
No, I wasn't there for the actual.
We did.
Why do I miss the fights?
Always with
always.
Yeah, it was a great fight. They get into it, Sean and Lucas. And I come in to stop that. And the first take we did, we rehearsed it all. And we had a stunt coordinator come in. First take, I go in to stop him. And I catch an elbow from Brendan right to the mouth.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
So, luckily.
From Brendan, of all people.
Yeah, I know. He's wild with his arms. And just, I learned to get out of the way really quickly. Not much of a fighter, I guess.
Okay, so next week's episode, which is going to air on Monday, January 17th at 8 p.m., it's called Know Your Frenemies. Brant, what we got going on in that episode?
This one is where the whole Ezra-Noel conflict sort of comes to a head, and I really force Ezra to make a decision and about what he's going to do specifically with my grade, and more so what he's going to do with Arya and where his feelings lie, and just say that he's got to make a strong choice either way. I'm not going to let him take the easy way out on this one.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's definitely, aside from Arya and Noel and Ezra, there's a lot of relationships in this episode that, you know, some call it quits, some, you know, move it to the next step. So there's a lot of things going on, and there's definitely going to be some changes in Maya and Emily's relationship. So you'll definitely have to tune in to see what happens.
So make sure to tune in next week for episode 113, Know Your Frenemies, which airs Monday, January 17th at 8 p.m. on ABC Family.
A new kind of family.
Thanks for listening, guys.